Adding threat detection measures, such as heavy power-hungry radar antennae or spinning LIDAR units, radar's optical equivalent, would either reduce range or prevent liftoff in the first place. Dr. Roy and Mr. Garg think, however, that they have hit on a low-power, lightweight self-defense system suitable for small drones. Instead of employing light or radio waves to detect incoming threats, it harnesses sound waves and the Doppler effect. The Doppler effect is the frequency shift heard as a source of sound approaches or recedes. It is, for example, the reason the pitch of a police siren changes as a patrol car passes in the street. To take advantage of it, Dr. Roy and Mr. Garg plan to fit drones with diminutive loudspeakers, like those found in smartphones. These would broadcast an ultrasonic tone outward from the drone. Similarly, tiny microphones would then listen for reflections from incoming objects. The Doppler shift of these reflections, run through a bit of onboard processing, but far less than that needed for radar or LIDAR, would give the bearing of the threat and thus permit the drone to take evasive action. To test the principle of what they call their Doppler Dodge drone defense system, Dr. Roy and Mr. Garg have constructed a static version in their laboratory and have been throwing objects of various sizes and shapes at it, as if it were a hovering drone. At the moment, it can detect these objects from distances of up to 4 meters away. That is pretty close, but would still give a drone a tenth of a second's notice of an incoming missile. This would be sufficient for it to move itself out of the way. Tests on actual drones will take place shortly, and then, if all goes as planned, the two researchers will attempt to extend the system's range to 30 meters, a reasonable approximation of a stone's throw.